Blog Talk Radio.
Never violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep, and I would never testify, cop out for a plea, or surrender information on my boys to the police, and you could never catch me on the block without a strap, and I would never pull it out unless I'm about to black, and I could never forget my homies dying for their scratch, but ever pouring out liquor for them, God to the back, and I
would. Fred Hampton, Fred Hampton Jr., see all my friends in the building, man. Appreciate you coming out to fuck with us in the building. I see y'all out there, man. I just want y'all to know one motherfucking thing. I would never, ever violate the codes in the streets and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep it out.
Heads up, eyes open, the fifth clip. Face, let me get some of this shit. This should be the chairman checking in. Now, when I say cold of the sea, we talking about the Panther Cubs. Like that's the party club, that is. I will never violate the cold of the sea. Will never speak nor serve the interests of our enemies. And if I say that I'm with you, we'll come get you. You best believe that, like bad luggage, we'll never leave. Now, of course, I can never say that I'm never gonna go broke. Because sad to say that we ain't never had this shit roll. Well, I can never say how it's gonna go. But one thing for sure, two things for certain. They know to shut up motherfuckers like us. They gonna have to kill us. Close up in the casket. Read a quick verse and close the motherfucking curtains.
Never be sad, I would I like a hoe. Never been drunk, I'll never let it slide. Never let it go. Never ever, never ever ever. No, get on my level hoe. Or go get a shovel hoe. It's never in question for my manhood, I get down. I never switch, never stick, never sit down. I never hesitate to squeeze a nigga six rounds. I never squat to take a piss, who's the bitch now?
I would never put profit over politics, principle, nor our people. I would never sell my soul. Never put bullshit in the business and never place good upon the evil. You see, why I'm determined to die before being dishonored. Committed to being captured and killed before being capitulated. And that would be perfect and pushing this shit to the motherfucking living. And if need be, pull the motherfucking trigger with a pistol without no hesitating. I will cast a cover to my last breath, to my last goddamn roar. And we'll never forget what them pigs did at 4:35 a.m. in 1969 in Chicago on December the 4th. Never, never, never.
Never ran, never will, I ain't never scared. It's in my bloodline, the realest nigga ever bred. And that's some of the realest shit that I done ever said. And I can die, but through my lyrics, I ain't never dead. I never disrespect my mama, never disrespect her mama neither. I never turn my back on Jesus. I never get caught off in the system, I believe her. Man that follows man, ain't a man, and I'm a leader.
I will never cross my comrades and never forsake our fight for freedom. And if you listen to my second verse, let me say it again just in case y'all want to listen. I will never put profit over politics, principle, nor our people. I will never disrespect the legacy of Minister UEP. Never betray the Black Panther Party. And never bow down and lay down a legacy at the feet of our enemies. Never, never, never. I am a Panther Cub by birth and by battle. This is my bloodline and my prison time. And when it be, that wherever the enemy, if they try to hijack this legacy, wherever it be, not on our watch. But we'll never, never, never have it. Never, 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 never.
Never gonna turn cold, my nigga. I can never trade. I never cross my homies out. That ain't how I made. And I never had not one regret on how I was raised. I'm from the ghetto where I slung and rapped it every day. Never knew no other way. This thing gon' never change. Never gonna bite my tongue. Fuck what a nigga say. 100 with myself. I swear to God I stay the same. And when I finally got my paper, I was on my game. Never talk a nigga down. Do your thing, dawg. Never hate a dude for trying. That's insane, dawg. Get your motherfucking money. That's the thing, dawg. Too many homies die young. Feel my pain, y'all.
October 23rd, 2016. All roads lead to Oakland, California. Lonely legacy, Black Panther Party. Protected, respected, and never, never neglected. Never, never.
There's a train a-coming. You don't need no baggage. You just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the diesels humming. You don't need no ticket. You just thank the Lord. I say you just thank the Lord. You just thank the Lord. So people get ready for the train to Jordan, picking up passengers coast to coast. Faith is the key. Open the doors and board them. There's hope for all among those loved the most. You know they've been loved the most. They've been loved the most. for the hopeless sinner who would hurt all mankind just to save his own. Have pity on those whose chances grow thinner, for there's no hiding place against the kingdom's throne. You know there's no hiding place. There's no hiding place. So people get ready. There's a train a coming. You don't need no baggage. You just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the diesels humming. You don't need no ticket. You just thank the Lord. I say you just thank the Lord. You just thank the Lord. That's why I'm here to say that I believe. I believe we're gonna make it one day. Brothers, I believe. I believe. I believe. I believe. Sure enough, I truly.
Live and direct, Brother Kevin.
That's what it is. Y'all, heads up, eyes open, and fists clenched. Y'all, welcome to another edition of Triple C Saturday, August 10th, 2019. Take a pause for the calls. Let them know that we locked and loaded. Once again, Triple C Saturday, y'all. Our intention was to be live and direct at the Bud Billiken Parade, but we got forces on deck. We got Paul's on deck. Comrade Torrance, I know you out there. Keep us updated with how we looking out there. I see y'all in the building. Nyoki, Steve McNeil, I see y'all in the building. Peace and love right back at you. No doubt about it. That's what it is. I need y'all on deck August 30th. Again, August 30th and 31st. Excuse me, August 30th and August 31st for the Chairman Fred's Trees Party. We celebrate the birthday, you know what I'm saying, of Chairman Fred Hampton. Our intention was to be at the parade, but let me bare my soul with y'all for a minute. You know what I'm saying? Hold on one second. Hold on one second. Okay, y'all forgive me. We live in the way. New name, Minnesota. What's happening, my son? That's what it is. Every yes, go free them all. That's what it is. You're supposed to live in the way for the Bud Billiken Parade. But let me say this. We got some calls coming in. Things are happening all over. These are intense times. We want to just keep up there with the political summation. We got some representatives out there today. It was kind of hard for me to even struggle to make that move there to the Bud Billiken Parade that really was initiated, you know what I'm saying, from a character to a cartoon figure, you know what I'm saying, the Chicago Defender newspaper. I think maybe in particular Robert Sinstack, you know what I'm saying, however, who was on a board or was referred to as the owner of the publication Chicago Defender. And it's something that should be pointed out that it was noted as either the largest or second largest parade of black people in the country. But it's something that it would be a cartoon figure, you know what I'm saying? And that's kind of ironic. You think about like all the images, even the images that are provided to black people, coincidentally, are cartoons. You know what I'm saying? Even with the Marvel Comics and, you know what I'm saying? And it's something that you say, well, maybe we don't have any real people that we can identify, real organizations. And when you have the Black Panther Party, when you have that era, you know what I'm saying, the era of the Chicago Defender, the era of on the heels of UNIA, the United Negro Improvement Association, under the leadership of Marcus Mosiah Garvey. You have actual figures, so it's something that case after case we are provided caricatures and cartoons. We have real deal representatives, and our people are kind of going through a thing where it's just revealed that the president of Marvel Comics is one of U.S. President Donald Trump's biggest financial contributors. And this era of Trump, there's so many contradictions that have been dormant at the minimum, dormant. They have always existed, but now people can kind of grist these contradictions now. You know what I'm saying? The Trump, you know what I'm saying, representative or the face of it. Queen Nubia in the building. And Jed, free them all, one of the comrades in the building. Now, we want, so back to my point, I was supposed to be directly at the parade. We have representatives there. Sometimes these things be difficult for me to be there. It's like when you have
when you've seen certain dynamics, you know what I'm saying, it's hard, it's difficult to lower the bar. On a more trivial example, I was someplace, we was rushing to the airport, they was like, man, get a slice of pizza. So I said, man, I don't know, I done had that stuffed pizza from Chicago. It's kind of hard to just take some pizza from somewhere else. And, you know, even in relationships, so sister said, no, I had a man, or something, you know what I'm saying? Some brother said, no, I had a woman. You know, it's hard to lower the bar, you know what I'm saying? And it makes it difficult, you know what I'm saying, to lower the bar. And, you know, even when you have food or car or any dynamic that you can relate to, it's lower the bar. And even on this plantation, and I see this plantation, I'm working in Chicago in particular, Chirac, the Bud Billiken Parade, that was something that we grew up, you know what I'm saying? Me, I know you remember this here, the Bud Billiken Parade. This was some dynamic that even on a plantation, it was something that had that was tied to some actual contradictions in history, what have you. Trent Thompson, I've seen the building, Love's Door, I've seen the building, Vegas, I've seen the building, Zubari, Caldwell, Nayoka, I see all the buildings, no doubt about it, right on, free them all. The parade was something that was tied into, like, you know, when you hear about it, okay, school better come back in, so on and so forth, and, you know, even the different street tribes, who would be in what particular area. It's indented in your memory banks. I remember a situation one time King Drive, me and his little brother I grew up with, he passed now, little Bunky. And we looked outside the window and we saw all these guys out there. I said, man, you done started something, you ain't tell me about this going on, but you can get into it. But we forgot it was the parade. And there's certain things you don't even need calendars for. It's like the birds know what season it is. It's the, you know what I'm saying? They start moving around. It's that time, the move like this here. And it's a dynamic that the parade, when you heard, the Bud Billiken Parade, you know, ladies who ran the candy store be out there, all type of different dynamics. And, you know, which street tribes be on 40-something King Drive, who would be here, who would be, you know, where. Due to different attacks, gentrification, land grab, other different dynamics, the decimate of a community is a different way that you view these conditions. You know what I'm saying? You look at certain areas. Like, we go by the place where Chairman Greer, the thinking of Mark Clark was assassinated at. And those who come in for the yearly events, the Chairman Greer Street Party and International Revolutionary Day, you can see the different time and the different drastic changes. The people, the locale that's happening over there. And I remember, you know, the Bud Billiken, again, a different feeling to it. And this, the different laws they come in about attacking the vendors, and, you know, saying you have to have these licenses and so forth. And I'm going to say this, and mind you, like, make sure you hear me in totality when I say this. And I got to put this precursor or put this disclaimer out there. Like, we talk about the dynamics about Donald Trump. People say, well, are you supporting Donald Trump? One of the dynamics about the former mayor of Chicago, Mayor Richard Daley, in the Daley Machine, the Machiavellian way that it worked the plantation. They knew what Negro preachers to work through, you know what I'm saying? They knew what type of concessions, kind of like in the French in New Orleans. They knew, you know what I'm saying, what was the thing on Friday where they would let the people, Congo Square, they would let the tailor come on out there, dance, party. But it still was some type of dynamic. It's certain, like, even with the preachers, they let the Negroes release some sort of way. Like, I've been to churches outside of Chicago. I'm like, damn, it's a black church? As opposed to Chicago, it's a certain dynamic, you know what I'm saying? And even with the Bud Billiken Parade, one of the Machiavellian tactics of the Daily Machine, how that even was facilitated. And you see them, it's like a meal without any seasoning now. You know what I'm saying? And they even changed the date last minute to today, as opposed to, you know, later on down the month. And I remember so many cases where, I mean,
I missed a lot of events, you know what I'm saying? And these are some of the dynamics that you that are absent when you know what I'm saying, and it's we talk about, you know, who you're oppressed by. You can tell about different locales. You can, like in Chicago, you know that the community has been impacted by certain dynamics of the, you know, the culture. In other words, like, you know, we say people in Brazil, the drum is still present and prevalent. It's not because of an independent decision by Africans in Brazil, which happens to be the largest populace outside of Africa and diaspora, throughout the diaspora of African people. It's not a coincidence that the drum, the beat is still going. This is because the Portuguese, as well as the Dutch, but initially the Portuguese who colonized Brazil, never outlawed the drum, as opposed to you see in the North America and other places, the drum was outlawed. So this is, in Chicago, you put the structure, you know what I'm saying, as opposed to places like New York, what have you, the whole dynamic of Ellis Island, the transient, it played a role with the impact of who, you know, the respective, you know, victims who was colonized, as opposed to Chicago, the segregation, the dynamic of even the acknowledgement of culture, the daily machine with the Irish community, they on St. Patrick's Day, Lake Michigan is flooded with green dye. It allows some dynamic of culture, but not to the extent of full culture nationalism. You know what I'm saying? But acknowledging culture, acknowledging it, but not it's a major ingredient. In other words, you know what I'm saying? Acknowledging the community you come from, but that not being the governing dynamic. So the Bud Billiken was a venue where black people were able to express some expression of black, you know what I'm saying, but not in a way detached from their reality. In other words, not just this vacuum or this idealism of being black. You know, it's still, I mean, they still make sure they kept a little food, you know, police kick a motherfucker ass there once, you know what I'm saying, lock you up. Still letting you know you black, not that you ain't no king and no queen. This is a plantation still. You know what I'm saying? That you're not somewhere on another planet. You know what I'm saying? And so, and even the Dailies, the Irish, you know what I'm saying? Even there was even class conflict with the Irish community. Dailies, as opposed to other Irish community more up north, who referred to themselves Daily, who heralded from the history of the Hamburglar gang, who he directly played a role in the infamous Chicago race riots 100 years ago, where, you know what I'm saying, where it wasn't just, they're talking about the Irish community, that green down place in Lake Michigan, that same toxic, you know what I'm saying, water, you know what I'm saying, they still came out, they got drunk, they acted a fool on 35th Street and Bridgeport, police was, you know, extra intensive, locking people up, you know what I'm saying, black folks, was just, even those who tried to be Irish, so in other words, it was not a culture separate or detached from, you know what I'm saying, the environment. So now it was a struggle even to the stage, you know what I'm saying? And that's one of the, you got to give credit where credit is due. That's one of the dynamics of being a Machiavellian oppressor. We've seen it with the Clinton machine, you know what I'm saying? We've seen it with that Obama, that they had to come with that much because all they had to get y'all was, you know what I'm saying, dropping it on Obama. Motherfuckers, like, we cool, we high, we straight. You know, we going to nod up this dope for a minute. We straight, no need for no any additives or no. That dope alone, you know what I'm saying, the way he walks, the way he talk, you know what I'm saying, that alone, that's a fight for a lot of people. But certain Machiavellian masters of plantations, such as the Clinton machine, such as the various forces in Brazil, and in particular the Daley machine, they were Machiavellian the way, you know what I'm saying, and keeping the way of balancing that. You see the Bud Billiken parade being deprived of that now. You know what I'm saying? And it's Chairman Fred always ain't a no bad and a no good. It's because the fact is we need to come to the grips, you know what I'm saying? This is not, we should not suffice for cartoon characters or the Bud Billiken, or suffice for Marvel comics. Not when we have actual, authentic, real deal living and breathing examples. You know what I'm saying? I don't think in your household, you should have to suffer. You should have to suffice for a Scooby-Doo or a cartoon. You know, you have a real deal, you know what I'm saying, example. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, putting that correct in that context, it was kind of hard for you to talk about going to the parade today. We have forces out there on deck, y'all. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I want to put the political context today, you know what I'm saying, about that. This, you know, so we, those who are of an older age, you know, around my age, you know, you remember before then the dynamic, the feeling, your brother Billick and the time in school, which street tribes would be located, where, so on and so forth, as opposed to, you know, we've seen different politicians, Attorney General Lisa Madigan, when she would come out, throw the T-shirts to the black children, and, you know what I'm saying, and work that number, you know what I'm saying? And even the politicians would pop up who you never seen, kind of like an episode of Good Times, other politicians who you never seen. But you've seen them this year, they would come through, you know what I'm saying, play up, you know what I'm saying, everybody, oh yeah, who was that? Oh, that's such and such. That's Alderman such and such. And, you know, for lack of better, it was like on a plantation, an opportunity, you know what I'm saying, people come through and the master let Negroes say, okay, y'all can breathe for a second, you know. But they not, it's something, you play your music, so on and so forth, that's being deprived right now. So that's kind of some of I take, you know what I'm saying, summation on regards to the Bud Billiken parade, on where it was, where it's going to now, you know what I'm saying? Real talk, that's what it is, y'all. We're making history, taking history, taping history. Levante in the building, and we're cool in the building. That's what it is, y'all. Let's make history. Let's take history. Let's take history, y'all. Keep cool in the building. Vegas in the building. Nyoka in the building. Zabari, excuse me if I'm saying it correctly. Zabari, yes, indeed. Trent Thompson, love, joy. Need a name, and this what it is, comrade Queen Daphne in the building, y'all. Let me say also, I want to touch on this whole thing, this how you view. It's been reported this morning that Jeffrey Epstein, financier Jeffrey Epstein, who in New York federal jail, supposedly committed suicide this morning. A lot of times I try to hold up on my summation to see how you take it. Like, how you assess Nipsey Hussle's assassination tells about you and your political stance, how if you have an issue saying certain titles to revolutionary organization tells about you and your respective political stance. When you first heard about Jeffrey Epstein, your first thoughts of it, if you believe that this individual inside this jail cell committed suicide, before you heard about who his cellmate was, I come right Eric Schroeder to see some information about Eric, you know what I'm saying, the cellmate. This guy swole like I don't know what. He was a police who was convicted and locked up for burying people in his backyards. I can't recall his name right now. This is the cellmate of Jeffrey Epstein. And these are different dynamics. You're talking about psychological profile. See, the state, they don't have to tell you directly. And it's something, I was watching this Vlad interview. I'll be in conundrum. I deal with this Vlad. I want to go ahead and pull him forth. And then one, I was like, hold on. This dude bring out shit that motherfuckers don't bring out. You know what I'm saying? I'm clear who he's straight to counterinsurgency. But even the individual that they're holding up now, the assassination of Tupac, and you watch who keep on saying, well, now it's just a plain murder. You think the state didn't have a psychological profile on this dude all the time, where he comes from, where he grew up at, how he feels about money, the class contradiction, you know what I'm saying, so on and so forth. They know this. They study. You know what I'm saying? In our communities, our music, they know. They know the Panther Party. They know who was playing, who was for real. You feel what I'm saying? So they ain't got to tell you. Rudy Giuliani had a psychological profile on Nicky Barnes. You know what I'm saying? They have a profile. They knew the difference between, you know what I'm saying, Puffy Combs, you know what I'm saying, and say DMX or what have you. They have a psychological profile. So even with the dynamic on this interview with the guy, Keefe D, talking about the thing about Pac, and he saying it was just his murder, even he, at his own mouth, he said, man, I didn't know all the stuff that they knew. You follow what I'm saying? So these are we talking about psychological profile. So they know who to put in the cell with Jeffrey Epstein. They, you know what I'm saying? It was a TV show that talks about the class contradictions. Was that show? Get the happiness. No. It'll come to me in 1 minute. But it's an episode recently where they showed in there who they put in the cell with a person. They know what happened. So again, If you think that was a suicide of Jeffrey Epstein, bless your heart. Bless your heart. That's what we got. That's what we got, y'all. So this is different than as we're talking about addressing right here on Triple C Saturday. So the comrade, do we have any callers in queue?
Free them all, Brother Chairman. No callers in queue. Callers, if you'd like to come in queue, please press 1. Free them all.
Right on. Antoinette Perry, I see my sister. I see you, T. Free them all. Angie Valdez, I see the building. 929-477-3785. Then press 1 to be heard to get in, y'all. That's where we at. Live and direct on Triple C Saturday. Y'all come on out here today. We're going to be at the Hampton House, you know what I'm saying? The water gun battle shall continue. We're going to work how much this good weather while we got it. But that's some of the dynamics we want to point out to individuals, you know what I'm saying, about the history of how this system gets down. 929-477-3785. 929-477-3785. That's what it is, y'all. We locked and loaded for another episode of Triple C's Saturdays, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Jeffrey Epstein. You know, the have and have not. Right on. The have and have not is a show. Right on, Mother Comrade. It shows the class contradictions, the race contradictions, but it shows how this guy was in the, they put him in a cell, ain't know who to put in the cell with him. They ain't got to tell certain individuals. They don't have to, you know what I'm saying? They don't have to tell certain rappers to go out there and, you know what I'm saying, attack black women. They don't have no meeting with Lil Wayne and say, listen, man, we want you to degrade black women. You know what I'm saying? They don't have no meeting and say, we want certain people, you know, certain rappers to go out there and just say, the world revolves around you. You know what I'm saying? Just because you know you read a book about black people or abstract black people, that, you know, saying, the world revolves around you. They know. They have a resume on these narcissists, these individuals, you know what I'm saying, who are raised up as spokespersons. You know what I'm saying? They see the white community, unlike the black and other colonized communities, they deal with need-to-know basis. You know what I'm saying? We struggle, and I'm getting to the point now, you know what I'm saying, tighten my defense is up, you know what I'm saying, because it can become draining. Not to keep on battling and challenging. Maybe they don't know, explain. The white community deals with need-to-know basis. They're full, like people say, man, well, how do we deal with snitches in our community? Listen, you think they didn't think of they didn't have a psychological profile on Jeffrey Epstein? You think that they didn't know it was a whole team around him, you know what I'm saying, that facilitated this? This dude by himself wasn't doing what he's doing? You think they're going to go in there and try to talk to him and explain, hey, man, listen, man, don't, you know what I'm saying, such and such, don't say this and that. You know, man, throughout history, ask former U.S. President John F. Kennedy. Oh, excuse me, you can't ask him. Ask Marilyn Monroe. Oh, excuse me, you can't ask her. They have, you know what I'm saying? They have a full, ask Jeffrey Epstein. Oh, you can't ask him. They not trying to figure out, man, well, maybe if I talk to you or read your psychological, read your astrological sign and, you know, say you do this and that. Dude, it's a structure in place. They say, well, do you trust this? Man, what, man, you get diarrhea, you got a profile talking too motherfucking much. They got a cure-all for your diarrhea at the mouth. And it ain't no Pepto-Bismol. As opposed to our community. Well, maybe we just don't know, or maybe we should talk. When they get a little older, they know what a criminal psychologist said, that behavior is affected by consequences. You know what I'm saying? Behavior is affected by consequences. You know what I'm saying? Real talk. Okay, right on, comrade. Okay, that's the angel, right on. Free now when it finishes. Free them all, right on, comrade, free them all. So y'all, let us know. Dig that. Right on, comrade. You know what I'm saying? Because the states, I'm going to say, let me tell you a phone call I just received a minute ago. Yeah. This can't call me. He's probably listening now. I'm not putting you on Front Street. But his position was, he had just heard about the house. And it's, you know, he just, mind you, I hope you hear what I'm saying. He just heard about the house, the Hampton House. Just heard. Now some people say, well, Chairman, you haven't been putting the word out. No. It's certain venues that he could not hear unless it came to certain people, certain represent certain venues. And that's the reality. That's the reality. It's certain things I don't hear. You know, and I'll be the first to admit that. In certain conversations, you're like, whoa, I didn't catch that. No. And politics impacts and reflects your, you know what I'm saying, your hearing. Your hearing is reflective of your politics. I'll be places, they introduce me, Chairman Fred Hampton Jr. Second nature. Fred Hampton. You can go there, you can say, this is Reverend such and such. They will remember that. It sticks in their brain. Their brains, you know what I'm saying, that have been impacted and affected from a child through, you know what I'm saying, through generations of what is official, you know what I'm saying, so on and so forth. So, again, this brother, he just heard about the campaign St. Hampton House. Now, mind you, we've been doing this. And mind you, I'm to the point I'm not going to waste time. Well, Chad, maybe you haven't gotten to work. No. I'm clear. So he called me, he was talking, he said, man, brother, you know, man, we did the party or your family, who owned the house, or did he own the land, and blah, blah, I said, all due respect, brother, let me take you where you're going, let me take you there where you're going. Listen, I deal more with the real world. I deal more, the philosophical tool that we utilize is the Black Panther Party, because it's that of dialectical materialism. Chairman Fred talked about, that's the philosophical tool that we relate in the Black Panther Party. He said, as opposed to idealism or metaphysicalism, so on and so forth. We deal with more of the world, the real world. Now, some people say, well, man, technically we have the right, so on and so forth. I'm dealing with a community and a reality, that an entity that went and hung a sitting president in Iraq. They hung Saddam Hussein like that. I'm dealing with an entity that went and kicked the doors through Panama. Around the same time when the Panama deal was, you know what I'm saying, it was up to be renegotiated about how long the U.S. could be at access to the Panama Canal. This is the history of the what we do. There's an entity that broke every treaty it had with the indigenous community. Now we can go back with morally right and this and that, and you know, who you are, your own bubble. Ghostface Killer, one of the few forces I dig, you know what I'm saying, is the Wu-Tang. We really touch on some concrete shit. We have a good conversation. I remember Ghostface Killer was talking one time, they said, well, at a time, some years ago, so who do you think is the king of New York? Ghostface Killer say, king, they putting plunges up niggas' asses up here. The police shoot motherfuckers 50-something times. I'm not the king of this shit. But when you have an abstract in your own bubble, and some people can afford that, literally, physically, financially. But I'm more on the valley, on the ground. I'm dealing with the entity with these banks talking about making a move and taking this motherfucking house, land, whatever you want to back and forth and play these schematics with. Do that on your own, in your own bubble. I, as a representative of a community that's held captive, got cats that's held captive in Cook County Jail, where sisters are forced to rent their sanitary napkins for reuse. Now, you may think, listen, well, I'm going to, these queens shouldn't be doing that. You deal with that in your own bubble. I'm on a fucking valley. That's what the fuck we dealing with. I'm dealing with a situation that hurts for me to acknowledge, but I will acknowledge, I will do this in this case. We damaged. We fucked up. We are fucked up. I'm clear on that. I'm walking to a motherfucking gym. I ain't got no false concept that some of these motherfuckers can go do 10 reps. You go in there with your own arrogance, whether it be race or class. Most likely, most cases, it's class, because the ruling class, they clear what the fuck going on. You say, well, you're a workout genius. You blah, blah, blah. You should be, we can lift the world. We built the pyramids. We do blah. Okay. I'm taking into account concrete contradictions. Chattel slavery alone. As long as you want to continue the conversation, sharecropping. You want to continue the conversation, Convict Leasing. Google this shit. You want to continue the conversation? The motherfucking projects. You want to continue the conversation? The Tuskegee experiment. Yeah. This is what has happened to the kings and queens. You want to continue the conversation? It's crack. Heroin. The other forms of chemical biological warfare. That's what the fuck the Black Panther Party Cubs is dealing with. So I told my man this morning, who's probably listening right now, you deal with your pristine water. I got to fuck with some 40-ounce conditions, and I'm clear of that. The bank is talking about making their motherfucking move on this motherfucking house September, early September. You think I got the time to engage in a bunch of intellectual masturbation with some motherfuckers, goddamn it, talking about who they this and that in their own fucking world? And I told Nas, hip-hop artist Nas, you gonna do some phone sex, man. I'm clear on that. You ain't gonna fuck shit. I'm clear on that. And a lot of times it hurts to acknowledge that. This is right on. Delbert Africa, these motherfuckers say they got 72 motherfucking hours to live. Now, you think I'm in the back and forth with some motherfuckers? So, well, man, this king, motherfucker, we fighting for a motherfucking visit to check up on Delbert Africa. Who get them? They dropped a bomb on Osage Avenue. And you think we got time to back and forth with these abstract-ass motherfuckers? Whatever respective political line you attract to tells about you, your experience, or better yet, your lack of experiences. Now, we're talking about saving the motherfucking house and house. Now, we just got another, we've got to change shit, alter shit. We got to deal with different forces. But the deal is, we talking about a house. We ain't no transient motherfuckers. So I was come through this shit like fucking goddamn two-hour rooms in a hotel. We here. Handcuffs and caskets before we abandoned. We pushing this motherfucking GoFundMe. GoFundMe. Save the Hampton House. 50. Number 50. Save the Hampton House 50. Chairman, we need operating expenses. Chairman Fred Jr., Chairman Fred J. at gmail.com via PayPal. Support it. Ain't no, all this motherfucking back and forth, you don't know who the fuck this is. The parents, who was here, the land, is it tomatoes or is it tomatoes? You know what I'm saying? Or potatoes or potatoes? Is this the this? That? Got time for that motherfucking shit. Got time for that shit. The Black Panther Party had work to do. That's the fuck it did. Think it's bullshit. God damn it. Go check the motherfucking files. Who they is attacking? Who get them? Who you think they had time to give them back and forth about this and that? They had work to motherfucking do. Get up 6 in the morning, run that motherfucking drill, get them training, get up, run that motherfucking breakfast program. I remember three, four years ago at the Bud Billiken Parade, we get there, we put the campaign out about political prisoners. This cat, another one of these abstract-ass motherfuckers, his first comment to me when I come out, after the police, the cane rolled down on us, you know what I'm saying? It got kind of interesting. I'll leave it at that. People called on the phone. They called me on the phone while we in the parade. They say, man, Chairman, we see you right now. I said, okay, ain't got time to talk. Making history, ain't no guarantee tomorrow. Our indigenous comrades right there with us, you know what I'm saying? Con Hoos and others, we making moves. We getting down. Motherfuckers say, man, they ride down on us. Motherfuckers call and say, man, we see y'all talking about the motherfucking, or who is that? Who is Mumia Abu Jamal? Who is the Move 9? Who is Sunday out of that code? This community talking about. You know what I'm saying? This is the battle you're talking about. You know what we get on 54th after the 54th and King's Ride? This conscious brother. You know the first thing he said, yeah, I seen you out there about a McDonald's float. That's okay. Okay, your point is what? He was explaining to me the detriment that McDonald's food is not halal, is not good for our people. I said, all you seen. Dig that. That's the motherfucker. I deal with the real world. And we got them. It's people talk. We in a valley. It's people talking about the cases of political prisoners that we're not talking about it before. So we going back to the motherfucker. Now, we ain't going back. We in the motherfucking valley. That's us in your motherfucking clubs. That's us in them barbershops and pool halls and beauty parlors. That's us on them corners. That's us. That's us. That's the Black Panther Party Cubs. That's who depend on. That's we in the community. That's who I hear every motherfucking Saturday with the triple C, with the community, politicizing people. That's get them right there, this motherfucking God. You talking about a community God. Motherfucker, never seen no community God. Say that shit you got them if you see these motherfucking poverty pimps come through and throw chains and shackles and you got them and lock that motherfucker down. You can't go in that motherfucker. You got to sign papers and get them and tell them who your grandmother was. Give them some DNA. Go in and get some fucking vegetables. We talking about come to the Black Panther Party Club to say the Hampton House, real community get them a God. Motherfuckers ain't so deprived. You think Obamacare is free health care? You want to see you got them with Chairman Fred told you July 1969? He said you're sick, get them and don't go down to Cook County Hospital. Because you go down there with get them with a common cold, you come up dead, just so happens somebody needs your brain organs and sex tissue, then you hear in the knock, white folks telling you about it now. You know what I'm saying? I think what Chairman Fred told you in July 1969. He said you're sick, goddamn it, come down and get to the Black Panther Party, the Spurs and Jake Winters, Free Medical Center. Come down and see Dr. Feelgood. Instead of Mr. Hill, Ronald Doc Satchel. Come down and see got them the entity to get the people's advocate to make sure you respect it. That's what we offer you. If you can sit around and wait to get them, they didn't take us up this motherfucking map and talk about this shit. We offer you institutions where you come and learn about the Black Panther Party. You think it's a coincidence that the elementary school he went to across the street? The fucking teachers don't know the fuck Chairman Fred is. You think it's a coincidence that they got a fucking mate or a fest down the street? A swimming pool named after this man, chained and locked up, warding the motherfucker, and one person tell you, ain't no lifeguard. Ain't no lifeguard. This ain't no hard shit to find. Go make a sheriff fest. Go look at the sheriff party. They done found some motherfuckers who you don't know any fucking name. Ain't no hard shit to find. We grew up Sherman Park. We climbing that motherfucking gate 12 at night, hopping that motherfucker. You know, motherfucking lifeguard. No difficult shit. That's the same thing they tell you about. You ask for a motherfucking, why we ain't getting no jobs? You have training? You had no training to sell, how to sell dope? That was us on 51st in Princeton. That was us on 51st in Princeton when they building that senior citizen home over there. We pulled up. Wherever Clay Evans and the rest of them. Excuse me. Scratch that. When they called him on us, we pulled up and they was working and we asked them and we told them we pulled up, them brothers on that street tribe over there. They know what I'm talking about. When they first responded, because they've been so damaged, they upped them things on us. And one of them said, hey man, hold on, man, it's the chairman. Dude said, who is this? The chairman. He ain't no Dr. King shit. Don't get him twisted. Dude said, man, what's that? I said, man, I'm confused here. I'm trying to figure out why y'all ain't out here working and they been in sight out here. And they said, that's how it go, Chad. I'm trying to figure out why these fucking license plates say Iowa, Wisconsin. And ain't no motherfucking nigga out here get them working out here. That's all. I'm confused. Now you can go. Now I ain't got time to go find me no motherfucking book talking about the history. You know, get them kings and queens. I'm trying to figure out some basic shit on 51st and Princeton why motherfuckers weren't working. Now, what did we do? Let me tell you your history. No, we had a certain amount of time to work with. I ain't had time to ask them, were they fucking Virgos or Sagittarius? I do one common contradiction. Them motherfuckers had them license plates in their cars from Iowa, from Wisconsin. It was white folks coming there, motherfucking working. Now, maybe because they work hard, or they train. I ain't come from that school. I didn't go to that church. I ain't go to second day of get up on the white folks. I ain't go to that church. I ain't drink that elixir. I ain't do none of that snake oil. So I know basic shit. I was breastfed Black Panther Party of milk. That's where I come up under. I know what some black folks age 14, 24 years old can do. I know what they can do. So we talk to the cat. So we don't. This is a real deal war story. So with God love, I'm hearing Levante. We gonna get that story. Get that out there. Real talk. So we out there on that motherfucking corner, 50 on the corner, 51st and 50th in Princeton on that block. So I say, man. So the police say, man, listen. They pull up. They say, man, y'all got to go. I said, yeah, that's fucked up, man. So the sergeant of the police come up. He tell the other police, hey, man, missed some other police trying to come over there. We get the video camera. The other police say, try to grab the camera. I said, well, excuse me. You try to grab that camera, it's going to be, no, excuse me, the construction site manager. He throw us the code. See, we got a way of communicating, you know what I'm saying, in particular in Chicago. The race country is acknowledging this motherfucker. That's one thing you ain't green. That's what kind of, you don't have no confusion. We have Roland Martin said he'd never been to a city where it was openly a place called Jewtown. He said he'd never been to a city in his life, he said, where they openly called a place Jewtown. When I heard Donald Sterling, the former owner of the Clippers, when I heard that audio, I said, he's from Chicago. It's like, you know, I said, he's from Chicago. Ain't no, listen, man, ain't no beating around. No, we clear on this motherfucking race question, man. We may have confusion about the class contradiction. This race, ain't no confusion. Soon as I heard Donald Sterling, I said, he's from Chicago. So it's a way it's a word. You know, so when you say certain words, you know what the fuck a motherfucker's saying. When you say 47 or over there about 47 Canaryville, you know what the fuck is going on. You know what side of 47 to be on. So the man say, man, the construction site manager, I'm such and such, you know. He really give me that mafioso. Let me know. The unions is really a code word for the mafioso, you know what I'm saying? When Frank Sinatra said Chicago was this kind of town, that wasn't just no slick bite for no slick sound bite for no song either. So he said, yeah, you know, I said, check this out, man. I hear what you're saying. Let me be clear with you, though. I know who y'all had to pay off in the penitentiaries. Miss me with all the motherfucking mafioso movies on. Miss me with that motherfucking shit. So he tried to grab a camera. I said, sir. If you grab a camera, it's going to be an episode of America's Funniest Videos. It's going to be a problem. Call the police. That's what you want to do. See, most people, whether it be different lines, they talk that get out shit because they know they got to stay back. It's like when you watch the episodes of Repo, Auto Repo. You think them people just pulling and taking people's cars. No, show the background. They got the police there with them. You know what I'm saying? See, you see different groups want to stop the violence. You think that they walk up in gang infested territory. They got the police right there. You think a lot of these organizations be talking their lines because they got the state backing. That's what's unique about us. We stand on our own fucking paws. That's what's unique about us. So even our mistakes come from us. See, a lot of them, the repo man, put up. We taking this car. You think motherfuckers just say, okay, the police is right there, man. So that's what you got to do, pull the layers up this shit. These different motherfuckers talking this and that, most of them, they this and that, they got to stay backing with them. No, see, I'm never the one to say during the era of chattel slavery, I've never been on the plantation working. However, I am the one to say, wasn't no Negroes who better tell me a motherfucking thing. You are going there, you're going to tell master, get his motherfucking ass out here. And do it, you know what I'm saying? Because there ain't going to be no confusion. So my child, you know what I'm saying, see me raised the fuck up, ain't going to be no, who is that black-on-black crime? Or you going to this black politician? That's one of the guys that's about this Trump era. That's what, man, you want to push this era. It's for who behind this shit? You know what I'm saying? So then he called the police to construct the site, the mafioso. So the police pull up on him. And knows, as soon as he called, they came like that. The police tell him, oh, that's such and such from group, this group, and that's Mars, that's Paul, from both. He said, oh, that's Fred. He said, oh, excuse me, that's Chairman Fred. This the police. I said, God love. He said, that's Chairman Fred Hampton, Junior. This the police tell him. That's the police tell him. So dude said, man, well, they are. He said, yeah, man. He said, I'm surprised they ain't got their video cameras and microphone. I said, we getting them right now. We get the camera with the bullhorn. So after he did that, what was the next step? He called in, the next step, they called in Reverend Clay Evans. This is how plantations work. So the Reverend come in, and as soon as he come up, I watched it. I watched go-getters on the streets, the street leadership, the street organization. I watched them. They melt. He pull up and say, how your mother doing? This is different. Cold words. He really, like the breaking process. That's not times on the plantation. Master, you have to raise up on the buck. He go to the mama. or whatever. You know, those are the parents. How your mom? That's code words. Check them. Check, you know what I'm saying? Check y'all's me. That's how you run a play. You know what I'm saying? Check them. The breaking process was not directed all the time by Matthew. You know what I'm saying? They grab the mothers and fathers and say, oh, you know what I'm saying? Man, pass this punk ass shit down. Help educate them. Help them learn how to be civilized and good citizens. These are core words. Break them. Take your babies and because it wasn't effective when that white doctor hit that ass when they first came in. They weren't clear who was in control. I need you to help break them. So that'd be core words in a boot camp. They tell them children, man, we'll fuck you up. You have some new youngsters, man. I don't get no fuck. I'm such and such. You know, fuck. I ain't doing that. So you have a phone call. What? I thought you didn't get no phone call. You give you a phone call. Yeah, what? Baby? And you go on and, you know, whatever, blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? And they know even a voice how it taps into you. You got a voice that's political. So I watched their past. I watched them. Watched them go to different guys. Who get them? Who I have seen? Who I know to get down cats from the street. I watched them. Watched them melt. So y'all coming through. So he walk up to us. He say, "My church down the street." I said, "I know where it's at." He said, "I'm working. This is my site." I said, "Okay, Rem, black folks got to work out here." He say, "My church down the street." So when my Plan B guys, we'll come down that Sunday and pray on you. We ain't talking about no P-R-A-Y. Down that Sunday. So when that didn't work, this other brother came up in. He pulled up, he had a phone call. He had his kufi, he had his dashiki on. He was dressed for dinner, but he didn't know who the fuck he was fucking with. He's the wrong restaurant. It wasn't serving green juice in this motherfucker. So when he pull up, brother, how you doing, brother? Yeah, brother, you know, we got the. Hold on, man, we can talk while I'm out here protesting. You know, he's the first thing attacked him. He ain't said about the white mafioso they call. It don't even dawn on him that they called his motherfucking ass. You know, they ain't got no training. The brother, I said, well, you know, they didn't train themselves dope out here. They learn pretty fast. You know, as soon as you get out there, they work. He can talk to you for a minute. We talk right now, my brother. I ain't got time to talk about no motherfucking abstract-ass shit. I'm talking about these motherfuckers right now. So they got motherfucking people to bond out, funerals to pay for, bills to pay right now. And I got to organize these cats right now. So you can miss. I ain't got time to no tripping history with your motherfucking ass. What's happening? Man, I tell you what, though. Just, we set up a situation. We talked. He went back to the white man. Went back to Master. He say, "We get them working in 2 weeks." Okay. Go with that. So then they try to get inside the little trucks to start their cars up. The keys was missing. He said, "Chairman, what's going on? Oh, they going to work in 2 weeks. I said, "Yeah. Everybody works in 2 weeks then. My brother. Now, try to run into some other community and tell them, taking them 300 fucking years back. And tell them they ain't got no motherfucking training. If you go to the white community and you see all black folks out there working, you will say, man, they got to be filming a movie or something over here. Yeah, got to be feeling the move. If you have any question about respect or disrespect, whether it be men and women, relationships, organizations, that's how you get them. People say, "Champ, I don't like talking to you." I said, "Why not? I don't know what's disrespectful." Switch it around. Like in the movie Cadillac Records, Mos Def playing Chuck Berry, he switched the chairs around. I tell people, they say, "Man, Fred, I don't know what's disrespectful." Switch it around. What you mean? What's your pastor name? What's your imam's name? What's your elected official name? Let's just say, "Hey, Joe." "Oh, what? That's how you find out what disrespect. Try them shoes on, see how they feel. And see, let me know if you got corns and bunions, how you fuck with these motherfuckers. The shoes you should have put on us. See, you understand what a black body could. We don't walk barefooted before squeezing our feet in these bullshit ass shoes. You motherfuckers, you Yankees done gave y'all ass. See, we know they hurt. We know that you Negroes want to wear them motherfuckers so bad that the pain, no matter from what size they are, you're just to be in white folks' shoes, you'll walk in them. You fuck what size they is. Fuck what gender they is. You'll walk in them. You'll hold. As soon as we say, man, how about walking barefoot for freedom? How about get them working at the Say the Hampton House on our own terms? Man, shit, or what you mean? Where them shoes come from? We give you opportunity to be on your own terms. And motherfucker, them here, even with you don't understand, whatever your petty bourgeois institutions, I don't give a fuck how them heels is you put on, barefooted. The Black Panther Party could stand tall in you, motherfucker. You see, you go back and look, and you think, watch what's a threat. Go look at, go type in COINTELPRO. You think the Black Panther Party was the only motherfuckers existing? Why you think they came over 90% of the taxes at that motherfuckers? Huh? You got a question about Minister UEP Newton? Why the fuck do you think they put resources in studying his fucking afterthoughts? They know who planned, who a fucking problem. They know who is who. Only reason that we don't pull the covers of a lot of you motherfuckers, because like I tell people, is a lot of these buffers and baloney serve as a benefit to protect the motherfucking prime rib. I would tell the force, be cool, don't expose that shit. But chairman, they want to shit, man. That baloney and buffers serve. If they find out where the motherfucking steak at the prime rib, we dead. We slaughterhouse. We in the slaughterhouse. Them baloney motherfuckers, they gonna denounce us. I remember this one dude come on and said, we both the same organization. We the same. I said, oh, we are, huh? Okay, all right. Man, that petty bourgeoisie-ass motherfucker, it went a week later. That motherfucker was in Chicago sometimes denouncing me. Man, we not the same. He called, man, I didn't mean, hey, I'm clear you gonna do, I'm clear. Because you can't walk a day in these motherfuckers' shoes. That's long barefooted. Let's go with some shackles on your ankles. I'm clear. So the best thing, alternative, is getting your motherfucking lane. Now back to this war story before I close out. 50th and Princeton. So anyway, before we leave that scene of 50th and Princeton, the motherfucking week, them sisters was right there working. Them brothers out there working, $25 an hour, flagging, working construction site. The same day. The same day. Working. You come back 2 weeks later. One of the brothers working, say, hey, man, they trying to tax me. I said, who? So I talked to the guy, the union representative. He said, man, they got to pay union due. I said, no, sir, no disrespect, but they got to pay Ms. Clara. He said, who's Ms. Clara? Well, that's kind of like an internal situation. But since you redeveloped a relationship, I'll let you know. Her window was shot out a while ago. You know what I'm saying? But they had to take care of that one. That's the priority they had to take care of right now. Not union dues. Then I come back a week later. I say, all right, brothers, I need y'all to go to Cabrini Green. The police killed his brother over there, Michael Walker. So the brothers are nowhere there. They say, man, he a GD? I say, yo, well, now you bitch, yeah, yeah, he was. The police killed him. Man, huh? Oh, no, we tying this in step by step. We redrawing the line of who the opposition is, the adversary is. You know what I'm saying? That's the concrete work the Black Panther Party Cubs is doing, as opposed to bullshit, abstract-ass conversations. Say the Hampton House. Whatever support you can, come on, please stay 804 South 17th Avenue, Maywood, Illinois. Drop some resources on. Send some to Chairman Fred Jr. at gmail.com via PayPal. Just go fund me. Say the Hampton House, 50, the number 50. Make history. Take history. Take this. It's another episode, y'all. Like and loaded for another episode of Triple C Saturday, y'all. You like and loaded, y'all. The Cubs are coming. The Black Panther Party Cubs are here. Make history. Take history. Save GoFundMe.com. Save the Hampton House 50. tell 50 Cent I ain't talking about no motherfucking rapper. The real Freedom Fighter 50 Cent is coming, y'all. December 4th, IRB, International Revolution Day. August 31st, we live and direct, y'all. Making history, taking history, and taking history. That's what it is, y'all. What's it called? Free them all. It was awesome to come, Red.
Tired of getting shot at, tired of getting chased by the police and arrested. Niggas need a spot where we can kick it, a spot where we belong, that's just for us. Niggas ain't gotta get all dressed up and be Hollywood. You know what I mean? Where do niggas go when we die? Ain't no heaven for a thug, nigga. That's why we go to Thug Mansion. That's the only place where thugs getting free, and you gotta be a G. At Thug Mansion. A place to spend my quiet nights. Time to unwind, so much pressure in this life of mine. I cried times I once contemplated suicide and would have tried, but when I held that knife, all I could see was my mama's eyes. No one knows my struggle, they only see the trouble. Not knowing it's hard to carry on when no one loves you. Picture me inside the misery of poverty. No man alive has ever witnessed struggles I survived. Praying hard for better days, promise to hold on. Me and my dogs ain't have a choice but to roll on. We found a finally spot to kick it, where we could drink liquor and know what bickers over trick shit. A spot where we could smoke in peace. And even though we G's, we still visualize places that we can roll in peace. And in my mind's eye, I see this place, the players going past. I got a spot for us all, so we can ball at Thug's Mansion.
Every corner, every city, there's a place where life's a little easy. Little Hennessy, laid back and cool. Every hour, cause it's all good. Leave all the stress from the world outside. Every wrong done will be alright. Nothing but peace, love, and street passion.
Well, I survive all the fights in the darkness, trouble sparks. They tell me home is where the heart is, they're departed. I've said tattoo tears that couldn't sleep good for multiple years. Witness peers cast gunshots, nobody cares. Seen the politicians banners, they rather see us locked in chains. Please explain why they can't stand us. Is there a way for me to change? Or am I just a victim of things I did to maintain? I need a place to rest my head with the little bit of homeboys that remain. Cause all the rest there, is there a spot for us to grow? If you find it, I'll be right behind you. Show me and I'll go. How can I be peaceful? I'm coming from the bottom. Watch my daddy scream peace. Why the other man shot him? I need a house that's full of love when I need to escape the deadly places slinging drugs. It's Thug's Mansion.
Every corner, every city, there's a place where life's a little easy. Little Hennessy, laid back and cool. Every hour, cause it's all good. Leave all the stress from the world outside. Every wrong done will be alright. Nothing but peace, love, and street passion. Every girl needs a thug.
Dear mama, don't cry, your baby boy's doing good. Tell the homies I'm in heaven and they ain't got hood. Seen a show with Marvin Gaye last night. It had me shook, dripping peppermint schnapps with Jackie Wilson and Sam Cooke. Then some lady named Billie Holiday sang, sitting there kicking it with Malcolm till the day came. Little Natasha show grown, tell a lady in the liquor store that she's forgiven. So come home, maybe in time you understand. Only God can save us when Miles Davis cutting loose with the band. Just think all the people that you knew in the past that passed on, they in heaven found peace that lasts. Picture a place that they exist together. There has to be a place better than this in heaven. So right before I sleep, dear God, wear a mask and remember this face. Save me a place in Thug's Mansion.
Every corner, every city, there's a place where life's a little easy.